The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU, its license holder or staff. You are listening to WRUU LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM. Hello and welcome to the Taking the Journey Show. We are your hosts, Craig and Sharon Butts.
Thank you for joining us as we explore interpersonal concerns and problems in dating, cohabiting, and marriage. Our relationship stories come from research and personal testimonies. Our main focus is on Black American relationships. However, our expanding world has us reaching out to include multicultural relationships as well.
Now, let's get right into our show. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And?
Good morning.
Yes. I'm trying to breathe from all the stuff that we've been doing. And how much more we got to do this weekend. I just, even though it's after the, almost 2 months, maybe you have to correct me. After my surgery, I am
three months.
Oh, my God.
But still, yeah. But that's just a drop in the bucket of recovery.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still feel like sometimes I'm exhausted, like right now.
Yes. It's been a long week. And we are definitely at a place where, you know, sometimes the weekend is just for relaxing. And this has to be a weekend for relaxing because you still need some rejuvenation time. Mm-hmm. You're not even close to being there. And so, you know, when we our topic is after the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And we've dealt with a multitude of storms back to back to back to back, mm-hmm. starting with another family situation, but then that was followed within a week by your taking sick, you know, getting extremely ill, and then we have then the hurricanes and all of that, but we have dealt with nothing but one storm after another. A lot of people would call it adversity. But I like the terminology that you coined, which is, you know, the metaphor of the storm rather than to call it adversity.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been dealing with all of these storms and weathering them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we still have to realize is that once a storm passes, there's still a time that you have to rebuild. There's a cleanup time. There's a rebuilding time. You've gone through the cleanup, but you know that cleanup is going to be ongoing, you know. And then there's the rebuilding, and we're in the rebuilding stages with you as far as the aftermath of your illness storm. And so, you know, what people don't realize is sometimes we rush back.
Mm-hmm.
And when we rush back, the fallout from it is not the best.
Mm-hmm.
This is a storm that we're going to have to allow to run its course. It's not over. It's not out of the area.
Mm.
And so that's why you need to still rest, relax, and continue the rejuvenation. So,
are you trying to say it's not over until Sharon, the lady, says it's over? Notice I didn't use the word FAT. I wouldn't dare say that.
Well, you could have said
I'm smart enough, humble enough to make sure I don't say that. Not funny, that is.
You could have said. You could have said PHAT.
Oh, I don't have that streetness in me like you.
Hey, what can I say?
Okay,
no,
girl.
But seriously, no, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, it's not over until your body is back where it needs
to be. Well, according to Dr. Frazier, a holistic doctor, he says, even better than it was before.
Yeah. And you haven't gotten...
I got to stick to that diet more, too.
Yeah. And so you still have a ways to go.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of those... this is one of those storms that last for a while. This is more like a tropical storm.
Tropical storm.
That goes on and on and on. Not, you know, the hurricane comes and goes and the tornado comes and goes even quicker. But a tropical storm can come and just drop rain for a while. And that's where we are. You're doing the tropical storm thing.
Well, give me some background of what this show is about, just in case this is the first time I'm getting on here and saying, who are these two people? What are they talking about?
We are relationship coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I am Zare. You are Imar.
Mm-hmm.
And we are taking the journey together.
Okay.
And so what I'm going to do is go on, and since people need to know who we are and what we believe in, I'm going to read our belief statement.
Okay.
We believe in the magic of real relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we are going to relate. It doesn't matter what your mother says or what your father says or your children or even what Jesus says. We are going to relate. And we also know the old saying that we can be friends, but we can't be lovers, or we can be lovers, but we can't be friends. Therefore, we marry our lovers, but not our friend. But taking the journey together believes our friends can make our best lovers, and our lovers can be our best friends. We also believe that the Creator split one soul into masculine and feminine energies. And those energies have been on a journey through lifetimes, preparing to reunite here on earth. Each of us has a divine partner, the yin to our yang, who can help us feel whole again. As your hosts, we're Sharon and Craig Butts, or Zare and Imar. And we bring over 56 years of marriage experience to the table. We're here to help you reimagine your relationship lifestyle, drawing from our rich experiences to empower you to reach your goals. Taking the journey together is not about creating drama. We serve as watchmen and women dedicated to uplifting and empowering individuals to build and sustain balanced, healthy relationships, especially within our community. We address interpersonal concerns in dating, cohabiting, and marriage, all to cultivate committed, thriving relationships. Together, we'll explore the transformative power of relationships, embracing the spirit of Ubuntu. I am because we are. Let's grow, uplift, and elevate one another on this beautiful journey.
Thank you very much.
You're very
welcome. For reading
that
in such a prolific, beautiful way. I loved it. I fell in love with your voice, actually, when you said that. How's that?
Well, thank you.
Doing troubled times, as we're talking about, many times that's the least thing that you need to do is softer voice.
Yes.
One that sounds very smooth or
relaxing.
Very relaxing. And you can find you can bring your own blood pressure down if you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also can find that you can bring someone else's blood pressure down.
Yes.
If they're connected to you and they have that resonance vibes with you, then you're both are able to relax together. And that's not even using the touch that even helps on top of that.
Ooh.
When you're speaking at the same time.
Yes.
So you get that double power that comes out of the connection or connecting in a relationship. Try that during troubled times. Reimagine yourself speaking that way. Use what they call emotional intelligence. And use that technique that should be able to help you out. Now, where did we leave off last time? Do you remember?
Yes, sort of. I think we left off, well, we were getting close to the end, I do believe.
Oh, okay. We were all about, of course, talking about struggles to strength,
mm-hmm.
navigating love and growth in your relationships,
yes,
right?
Yes, and okay. We talked about the foundations of a thriving relationship,
mm-hmm.
which had to do with communication,
mm-hmm.
and trust and respect,
mm-hmm.
and how reflection fit
yes.
into that. And we also talked about tone and delivery,
yes.
and how that led to and enhanced the concept of trust and respect.
Yes, it does.
We talked about aligning shared values and goals and how that was really important. I think where we left off was where we were about to move into conflict resolution, or maybe we started conflict resolution.
I kind of think we did. I think we talked about how exploring healthy ways to resolve conflict and the tips of using timeout. I don't know if we did talk about that.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think we did. Especially when we were talking about timeouts. That sounds like mommy told me to go to the corner and do timeouts. that's you going in. And of me going into the bedroom or going to the couch while you're in the other room, and I sit and you come in, here's the dunce hat. Boop. You better dunce. No, I'm just joking.
No, that we wow. I'm
sorry.
Were
you thinking, you're laughing because you think about trying to do that?
No, I had.
Do you do that at school? Sit
yeah.
kids in the corner, put a dunce hat on. Do they actually do that in school?
I don't know. They said they used to a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where that came from. But
I saw on cartoons and stuff.
I thought about a student that I have that a couple of weeks ago.
And you wanted to do that real bad, didn't you?
Oh, I not only did I want to, but I did it.
You put a dunce hat on his head?
No, I didn't have a dunce hat to put on him. But I had him come over next to where I was sitting and take a desk and turn it around and face the wall.
Oh, okay.
Away from, so that his back was to everybody else, so he could get some work done. Because all he was doing was talking to everybody. He would get up, he'd walk around,
mm-hmm.
he would talk, he would, you know,
he couldn't
just
help himself.
Exactly. And he was being detrimental to himself.
Let alone the classroom.
Yeah, he was distracting everybody.
And did it work?
Yeah, it worked. He had no choice but to work, because every time he got ready to want to get up, I'm like, nope. And he was so close to me that even if I was looking in another direction, I could see him out of the corner of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
was Q in the class?
Yeah.
Did she help you with the New York set herself and take her cane and hit him once in a while? I know she wanted to, didn't she?
No, she just kind of let me deal with him,
mm-hmm.
You know, without
saying
anything.
By the way, Q
anything.
Is her assistant teacher in her class.
Yeah, she's a co-teacher.
Co-teacher. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but he, and this is a senior. He's a senior in high school.
Senior, but still like elementary.
Oh, yeah, and he can't help himself. He's a really nice kid, and in a lot of classes, he would be totally misunderstood.
Mm.
Except.
Special kid?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Very smart.
Okay.
Very smart and very
so
on top of things.
He thinks he's special.
Very aware. But
so
what
he thinks he's special.
Exactly. The thing is, he has no sense of what's the word I'm looking for? Self-evaluation.
Okay. No filters, really?
No filters. When it comes to himself. Self-monitoring, that's what I'm saying. I didn't mean self-evaluation. I meant self-monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
He has no sense of self-monitoring and when he needs to pull back. If he wants to talk to somebody, he just feels that he can.
Mm. Feels like he's privileged.
It's not that kind of situation. It's that he just has not had the situation where he's had to pull back. He's either had, you know, the medication to lower
the
him.
The old days of that attitude adjustment and the certain things you could use as a good attitude adjuster could adjust that attitude real quickly.
Yes, and
get you fired quickly too. I'm talking about for the parents.
No, but see, I can adjust his attitude.
Oh, but you did a different one. Not the punitive punishment. Is that what I was saying? Is that what it's called?
Punitive. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You have to, and it's kind. And this is the same thing in a relationship too.
Yes.
You have
no
to
punitive
know.
Folks out there. If you do, don't want to get arrested or you know child or domestic abuse.
Yes.
Though it still happens, you know, that relationship, then you're going to try Sharon's way.
Yeah.
You make sure if your husband acts
there
up,
we go.
I want you to, you know, get that one of those chairs, take it out to the garage where maybe he does garage work or maybe in the TV room where he watches TV. You got to be in a place where you're at too. And take that chair itself and turn it all around. If it's a big comfort chair, turn that thing all the way around. So even if he pulls it back, as a good comfortable chair, he's still looking at the wall. If it's a garage and it's one of his favorite kind of, you know, stools he uses to work on cars and stuff, turn it around so it's facing the wall, not the tools, the wall. You stare around too. If he tries to turn, you go, Right? I'm just saying, is that the way you do it too?
Oh, sure. Yes, okay. That's the way you do it. No. The thing of it is, you have to know who you're dealing with.
Oh, okay.
And not only do you have to allow them to or teach them how to self-monitor, but you need to know how to self-monitor also.
That's true. Could you imagine Batman taking away his bat wings?
Batman don't have wings that work.
And then making him sit beside his bat car and he can't drive it.
He did that to Robin all the time.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? He robbed Robin of being Robin. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But yeah, you do need to know how to self-monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you lose control, mm-hmm. whether it's in the situation like I was talking about in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
or you lose control with your partner in the relationship, then things start to fall apart.
Yes.
And then to rebound from that, mm-hmm. or to bounce back from that, mm-hmm. it's going to be a lot harder.
Yeah. Well, I think about the cool down thing is one of those things of being able to look at the notes here.
Okay, that's an interesting sound you're making.
It is. I'm sorry, I got in your ears. It has everything to do with slowing down your what?
Your
cooling down and slowing down your
your
emotions, to be exact.
Yeah.
Sometimes your emotions can get out of control and you don't even think straight. Sometimes your thoughts are just totally blinded out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with that, we have to watch our triggers.
That's true. Or someone else who's doing it needs to watch them
their triggers,
triggering you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why, you know, it's good to take a step back. It's good to, and taking a step back is no more than self-monitoring.
I think sometimes we have a hard time, including me, to understand that cool down doesn't mean that what went on didn't go on. It didn't mean that in turn you had no right to be able to respond.
Mm-hmm.
It meant that you're going to try to respond in such a way where you're not going to let outside uncomfortable, not logical, unreasonable feelings get into the way through thoughts that are not necessarily right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cool down allows you to be able, as you've said before, and I've always use your word for saying it, put things into what?
Perspective.
Because usually when you're angry and upset, the only perspective you really think about is just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't thinking about anything or anybody. Yeah. And even that you don't even think about yourself.
And you're not
well.
Thinking clearly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everything is blown out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing that you have to realize is if you decide to cool down or to walk away, you're not running away.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hiding from the situation.
Yeah.
You're taking a pause. You're taking an opportunity to become more calm, more understanding, mm-hmm. and to, as you say, put things into perspective. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot put things into perspective when you are in the heat of the moment.
No.
You know, that is a totally irrational time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in those irrational moments, you know, there's no way that you can be rational and irrational at the same time.
You know, the sad thing is some people who love high energy and they get a fix off of that high energy, then that particular time of cool down is not a good drug fix.
No.
Because they are looking for that drug fix. They're looking for the high energy fix. Mm-hmm. They're looking for that adrenaline, that's what you call it, adrenaline fix. Yeah. And for them to cool down means what? I got to do something opposite from that? No, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
We call that people who like to deal in what? Drama.
Mm-hmm. And there are some people who are addicted to drama. Yeah. Some people who believe that a relationship without drama is not a real relationship,
mm-hmm.
that it's phony, that it's fake. And I think about in the character in those Tyler Perry movies, the Why Did I Get Married mm-hmm. movies, that one female who is always creating issues with her husband,
mm-hmm.
always, you know, not trusting him and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She loves drama. She is one of those people who believe that without drama in a relationship, there's a problem with the relationship.
She's a drama mama.
Yeah, she's not happy without that drama. That helps her to know that she's alive to be able to have that drama. But the other side to that is unrealistic.
How many, on the other side, how many stories, The Secret Storm, what's the other one? The Days of Your Life. How many of those soap operas, that's what we're referring to, was there always somebody or somebodies who was all about drama?
Every one of them.
All the time.
Every one of them. They
just
had...
continue it going. Just...
Yeah.
That's how the show stayed on,
mm-hmm.
because someone was being drama, very passionate about getting on someone, throwing a whole bunch of gaslighting statements every time you could think about
mm-hmm.
it, and throwing around haters or whatever.
Or setting up things to
mm-hmm.
Dismantle relationships,
exactly.
or make relationships go off kilter.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who saw that and felt like that's the way it was supposed to be. And so what they ended up doing,
like, I had nothing else left to do anyway.
Everything's exactly.
taken care of for me, so I might as well do something to bring some kind of energy that in turn lights my fire. So mm-hmm. I might as well do that.
Yes, or they would deal with their friends or relatives from a jealousy point of view,
mm-hmm.
and you know, throw a monkey wrench into the workings of, say, a friend's relationship, because they had a relationship and they didn't, or, you know, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
Things
mm-hmm.
that just were not going to be conducive to the good running of the relationship, mm-hmm. of a, you know, that would keep it from being a healthy, thriving relationship.
Exactly.
But when you look for drama in your relationship, when you create drama, when you can't function well focusing on the good that's going on in the relationship, and you focus more on the negative, then you are in the process of not wanting a healthy, thriving relationship.
I could say this, that drama can be exciting. That's why people do that. But I will also say the other way around. You can do things that are exciting that have no drama to them.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, here for instance, we like to once in a while do camping. Got to get back and do it again, of course. But we can be outside enjoying the beautiful nature that's outside and the excitement of what you see mm-hmm. visually with
yes.
your eyes. And ain't no drama going on.
No drama. Just excitement.
But excitement. You can go down to the ocean. Look how beautiful. We like doing that. How beautiful the waves are and the energy of the waves that put things into perspective from the standpoint of humbling you, because that energy makes you feel so humbling,
mm-hmm.
and the excitement that you get from that energy,
yeah.
but there ain't no drama going on.
Right. Or taking a nice hike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things that you can do. Visiting a place that you have never
mm-hmm.
been before, sightseeing. You know, and a lot of these things cost you no more than how much gas cost. Mm-hmm. You know, because you get there.
Hope gas comes down too, by the way. But go ahead.
Yes.
Down further than what it is.
Because you get there and you discover that there's so many things that are new and different, and mm-hmm. then you're discovering these things together.
Yes.
No drama, just excitement.
No drama, mama.
Yes. So, you know, and those are the things that you're still, in a sense, taking a time out.
Mm-hmm.
But that time out you're taking together.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a time out from the stresses of life. Because the stresses of mm-hmm. life can also be a conflict.
Okay.
You have a bad day at work and you come home and the first thing you do is you allow that stress from the job or the bad day from the job infiltrate your relationship
mm-hmm.
where you come home and your partner is happy to see you and everything and you know and out of joy in seeing you and thoroughly wanting to know they say how was your day and you say I don't want to talk about it and then it goes downhill from there
mm-hmm.
you know it's those are things that you need to really work on before you get home let it go Let
yeah.
it go. Because it's not your partner's fault.
Nope.
You know, you're, and 9 times out of 10, they don't even know what has happened. But they get blindsided by it. And then there's a conflict that nobody, one person don't know why it started. And the other one don't know how it started. But it's all because of the stress that you've had.
Well, talking about stress, we're coming to a point where we got to stretch out and go to a PSA. We'll be right
back. No stress
here. You are listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
The Savannah African Art Museum will host their third annual Kwanzaa Marketplace from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th, December 14th, and December 21st in the museum's courtyard located at 201 East 37th Street. Each marketplace will feature vendors of the African diaspora selling various handicraft items such as jewelry, art, clothing, and more. To learn more about the marketplace or to become a vendor, please visit www.savannahafricanartmuseum.org/kwanzaa-marketplace-2024.
My name is Jackie. I'm a mom and a survivor of cancer caused by HPV. I know how important HPV vaccination is for cancer prevention. You can protect your kids. It's as simple as getting your girls and boys the HPV vaccine series when they are 11 or 12. Let's get our kids vaccinated on time. Make an appointment today. For more information, visit cdc.gov/HPV and talk to your child's doctor. HPV vaccine is cancer prevention. A message from the CDC.
You're back again. I was so glad that you're back again. You didn't even know that, did you?
I did not.
Luckily, I look at you and you didn't tell us about that bad coffee that I was drinking that you know I don't like.
Yeah, that was like, it was.
I know, it's hard to let that coffee slide down, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. And I did not. I don't drink coffee, but the smell, I don't know. I don't like coffee, so.
Exactly. That's why if you did get it, you just let it slide down anyway.
So. Yeah.
Hey, we are back again where we're talking about conflicts and how we can find strength out of conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we stop at?
Well, we were talking about the stressors of the day and how we need to.
Cool down.
Cool down, and we mm-hmm. need to allow those stressors to. to relieve, we need to relieve ourselves of those stressors before we come in contact with our partners, especially when the stressors are something that they did not cause.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can have a good relationship.
Exactly.
Experience.
A good, good relationship.
Good.
Good. Very, 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 very good.
Yes.
Okay.
And forgiveness and letting go. So what happens when those conflicts, once the conflicts are resolved? Because, you know, sometimes when we're in the heat of a conflict, we say things that we don't mean, mm-hmm. but we know they will
and
hurt.
We mean things that we don't say.
Yeah. And because we know that they will, or we believe they will hurt our partner because we feel hurt and wronged. And so how do you forgive and forgive your partner and let go of the things? Or do you just keep on it and hang on to it and then keep bringing it up over and over and over again? Because as long as you keep bringing it up, you've not let it go. Yeah.
Wow, wow. I am not doing all that stuff. So I would say that we have to look at the kind of R's I'm talking about. Not all R's, none of them I think about, but one of them I think about is we don't necessarily look at a restitution
mm-hmm.
when it comes to forgiveness.
Yeah.
If you in turn know you did something that made someone feel uncomfortable, many times we don't even feel moved enough to even ask for forgiveness, I'll be honest
yes.
with you. Let's start from first.
Yeah.
Start with the first thing, mm-hmm. okay? Yeah. The first thing is to start with the first thing, is what I was trying to say. Many times we don't think that we even move, have no empathy, no conviction, even want to ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might be so self-centered. What's the word? Not self-centered, what's the other word?
Self-righteous.
Huh?
Self-righteous.
Self-righteous, oh. Yes. That we don't feel that there's nothing I did wrong to forgive
yeah.
whatsoever from that end.
Yeah, exactly. And then sometimes it's like, you know, for...
In a balanced relationship, that's not good. If
no,
you have that
isn't.
Point, if I don't even know that I hurt someone else or made them feel uncomfortable in your own relationship, balanced relationship, that's not really a balanced relationship.
No, and how can you feel that you're that close to someone that you can say that you love this person, but you don't sense that you have hurt them? Because, you know, the thing of it is...
I wonder.
When we... Because sometimes we are so in our feelings that, as you just said, we are self-centered.
So that means sometimes that person must be all the time in their feelings then, because of that they don't seem to sense that. Not good if they are trying to be or trying to express mm-hmm. or trying to make that part of the lifestyle,
right.
A balanced relationship. Because a balanced relationship, you're not always going in a path
mm-hmm.
of in that area, and then once in a while you bounce up and then come back
yeah.
down. You're the other way around,
right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes in those situations,
meaning you're not always in your feelings.
Oh
all
no,
the time.
No. But sometimes you are reactionary because of as we were talking about before, because
you're in your feelings.
Yeah, but that happens because you are. Sometimes you don't know how it got to that place in the first
still
place.
Still in your feelings. You
yeah.
may not know how,
yeah.
or you may know how.
Yeah.
It's still in your feelings. And in your feelings, it's not going to work out in this matter,
mm-hmm.
as we're talking about, because you're not going to feel or sense any kind of real intuitiveness of someone else, because that means you would have to be sensitive to be actually.
Exactly.
You'd have to be more sensitive to them mm-hmm. than you are to you.
Yeah.
And if you're in your feelings,
yeah.
most of the time the only person you mean sensitive to is who?
To you.
Yeah, yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you also have to take notice of your stressors.
Sure.
And so when you know, and stressors and triggers. And when you get to the point, which is why stepping away is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can analyze and take inventory of the whole situation and where you are within it. So it may take you longer to ask for forgiveness from your partner
mm-hmm.
or to say, I'm sorry, to your partner. But you also have to realize that they're not always going to accept your apology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they don't accept your apology, there's not a thing you can do about it.
That is the toughest part. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And it sometimes hurts the most.
Well, that part right there has everything to do where if that's happening, you're operating in a codependent relationship. So you are actually operating in a survival relationship. One person is trying to survive, and mm-hmm. that's still a survival relationship when one person is and the other person may not. And that's because of the fact that a balanced relationship is both folks are not trying to survive, they're trying to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not trying to always be in their feelings. Not right. in that negative way,
right.
not in that down way, because they know being in their feelings all the time means that they're going to not have that kind of sensitivity that moves them in their intuition to be concerned about the other person, even though they don't say it. But mm-hmm. they need that kind of empathy from the other person because they're too much into themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. And so with that understanding, that stepping away is sometimes a good thing so that you can come back and genuinely
maybe for a couple of days.
Speak your sorrow.
Maybe for a couple of weeks. Maybe you have to go see your family. Maybe you need to take a vacation. Maybe you need to sometimes in some relationships to bring that back, or if it is to create the first time, you may have to separate for a little while.
Yeah. And a lot of that depends on the severity of the situation that got you there.
True. But if you come into a relationship and you had that kind of mindset because of before, and you bring that baggage with you, then that is starting off incorrectly or uncomfortably mm-hmm. or dysfunctionally in the first place.
Yeah.
And a lot of survival relationships, that's the dynamics. One person might be more healed than the other, and the other person might be less, or they might be at the same level. But any way it goes, they're not necessarily operating in such a way where it's not their feelings, the negative feelings, that is, because we know there's positive feelings we're talking about, mm-hmm. but it's their negative feelings that in turn they are mostly operating in all the time. So the only real sensitivity they have is of themselves.
Yes.
And the idea for them to be that much more past themselves and have some kind of intuition towards someone else's feelings is just really not on the mm-hmm. radar whatsoever from that end, and it becomes a codependency in that relationship. Well, they both are dependent on each other in the wrong way, and they
yeah.
fight and not move to that balance where, again, both are sensitive of selves, but also in turn that sensitivity is based on that emotion, that feelings that's positive, that's uplift,
mm-hmm.
that wants the best out of life and for their loved one. So their empathy, in this case, or intuition, is going to be looking, ooh, I want the best because I want the best in my life.
Yeah.
And in turn, if this person I love and care about is not being presented with the best or doesn't come across as being best, my antennas is always open like that channel looking for that best. I look at their eyes. I look at their body feature, as they say. Is it body features or what?
Body image
and cues. Mm-hmm. And if I get anything from that, or maybe just an inside emotional thing that you got or feelings you have, and as for intuition, you go, wow, this person is not feeling good today. Something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to talk to them about it because this is not how we should be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And one of the ways to combat that or to deal with that
mm-hmm.
is always have the, or as much as possible, have the aspect or the attitude or the idea that within your relationship, your desire is to cultivate joy and connection.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a very good one. Cultivate joy and desire. You know, I was going to say that cultivating joy and
desire in connection.
In connection, I think that has a lot to do with do you present appreciation?
Mm-hmm.
The feelings of having uplift and feeling good about that other person, I think it has a lot to do with do you feel appreciated in the relationship, and do you feel your relationship is something to be appreciated? In other words, do we feel appreciated of being together in the relationship?
Yeah.
I'm not saying what other people think, because other mm-hmm. people may not appreciate you too. We're talking
yeah.
about another show. May not appreciate you too being together. One might be
yeah.
jealous of the other. One may think you don't belong to that person. But do you feel in this relationship, I appreciate to be with him?
Yeah.
Does she appreciate to be with me?
Yeah.
Do we appreciate being a couple together?
Yeah. And the bottom line is, what other
top
people
line, actually.
What other? No, this is the bottom because what you feel towards one another is the top.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And so.
Thank you for clarifying this. That made me feel better. I appreciate you, by the way, for doing that.
I appreciate you too. Okay. But what you know, what I was about to say has to do with the fact that it's about the two of you,
mm-hmm.
and what other people feel and think should be of no significance to how you relate to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they are going to make so much of a difference in your relationship that they can cause a rift in your relationship, you're giving them too much power mm-hmm. over your relationship.
That's true.
And they don't deserve it.
Exactly. Well, if you don't appreciate your relationship, there's no doubt about it. I think it's easy with the outside influences now, especially mm-hmm. going to be that much more in the polarization that's going on, for you to be influenced in such a way that you may not feel that gracefulness. Appreciation in the relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for you to, you know, be led astray.
But if you don't feel feel like you're appreciated mm-hmm. in the relationship, you need to go back and to the thing we were talking about a little bit before, which was conflict resolution.
Yes.
Because you're having a conflict within mm-hmm. yourself. And sometimes those are your imposters that's telling you that you're not appreciated because of some baggage that you have from another time.
Could be. I'm not good enough.
And so, exactly.
She's too good to me.
Mm-hmm. Too good to be true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so those are some things that you need to work out for yourself mm-hmm. as well as working out within the relationship. And those are conflicts. Those are things that are conflicts that can stress the relationship.
Exactly.
See, I'm learning so much from you.
Well, those kind of conflicts that are going to happen in relationship is not if they are going to happen,
mm-hmm.
or something that in turn we have to, or we should be wanting to stay on top of.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to operate your relationship in a balanced, healthy way.
Yeah.
Because healthiness takes exercise. Healthiness, means you eat the right kind of foods, not one time, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're not eating, excuse me out there, Mickey D's, but you're not eating Mickey D's every day. When I was younger, growing, I ate Mickey D's almost every damn day. Oh, excuse me, I forgot my language. Every day, especially because that's all I could afford. I remember they were 5 cents a hamburger. Ooh, I'm telling my age. But I remember that.
5 cents a burger?
Yeah, I remember I could get a whole bag for a dollar or something.
Oh my God.
Of McDonald's burger. And that was like, lunch, breakfast, and everything else. So she can think of, but not knowing that, I don't know if that was real meat back then. Maybe it was.
Back then, it probably was.
You think it was?
But it was, you know, and it probably wasn't as.
They dropped it on the floor a couple of times.
On the burner. It probably wasn't as laboratory prepared as it is now. Basically now it's processed before it even comes out the cow. But
the cow's pretty much processed with every kind of sterile antibiotics you can think of.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You probably don't even look like a cow.
Yeah. It's like
what is that? I don't know. Okay, it's a cow. I heard a moo come out. It didn't look like no cow to me, but
yeah. So, you know, but you're right. That's, you know, that's one of those.
But that was just an example. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Frazier, if he was listening, he would, a holistic doctor, he would love me have said that too.
Yeah.
We don't treat our relationship as well as sometimes we treat our body and as well as we treat our family, mm-hmm. as well as we treat our boss and our jobs.
Oh, and we don't even want to talk about our cars.
Yeah, that's true. Material things, like cars too. Yeah, yeah. we don't.
You know, or, which is stupid to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen, kids wearing new gym shoes that they paid $200 mm-hmm. for, which first of all, to me, is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk around in them saying, I don't want to get them dirty.
Ah!
I don't want to crease it. So they walk like they have a cast on their feet, where they walk flat-footed.
Like Frankenstein.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the walking teenager, yeah. Teenager dead.
Exactly. You don't want to get a crease in it because then it, you can't, you know, it, you can't resell it.
Oh, my God.
You can't resell it. That's stupid. You know? And so it's funny to me, but they're very serious about it.
Too bad you couldn't videotape it and make it go viral. And then we can, off of YouTube, we can start getting it monetized.
Yeah. But, wow. But yeah, it's crazy, you know, the things that they do that they find, you know, to make sense makes no sense to people who.
Exactly. You mean for them to pay money in their sense to be able to get those shoes to do that?
Yeah. They
$200, that's it. They're not higher than that these days?
Oh, they are. I was just, that was just the number that came out of my head that's already ridiculous.
I can go to Belk and get shoes that look that are name brand, I think, and they're cheaper than that.
Is it
Belk?
Bells.
How come I always say Belk when it's Bells?
That's another store.
Are they the same kind of store?
No.
I wonder why I don't know the difference. Do we go to Bells a lot? Or do
we go to Bells a lot.
Oh, okay.
But not
Belk's is not the same at all. They don't sell.
Mm-mm.
They don't sell the same thing.
Mm-mm. Well, they sell the same thing, but it's a more one is more expensive than the other.
Are they near the Marshalls and Targets and stuff like that?
Bell's is.
Okay, it's closer to Targets and Marshalls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Never
mind. Forget it. But I'm racing to the front of my mind. I don't even want to try to make sense of it.
Because you can't make sense of it. Because it's one of those things that you try to rationalize,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't. You can't even rationalize it with them because they're so stuck in the nonsense.
Well, I'm sticking to my Wally world.
That's great.
In Ollie's.
That's great. I love those places. So, Ollie's is my store.
I remember a long time ago there was Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Kmart even exists anymore.
I don't think so either. But,
no.
But
there's probably one someplace in the world.
Probably, you know. but you know we're at the point where, you know, in our discussion.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh no,
took
no,
us
no,
off.
No. Yeah,
we're lucky because I was thinking about another store that's gone too, but I'm not gonna say.
Oh, Lucky's.
No, Western Auto. You don't remember? Western Autos.
Wow, that goes way back.
Yeah, but that was a store before even Kmart, if I remember right.
Yeah.
I remember Mom used to get our bicycles from there, Western Auto.
Here's the thing. I remember I was on the bus going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think it was down south, Western Auto. I think they were mostly up north. Because their corporate office was in Kansas City, Missouri, in a big, tall circle building.
It doesn't matter.
I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and I remember saw it.
It doesn't matter. Western Auto was in the South.
It was?
It certainly was. I'll be darned. But at any rate, I was on my way to work once, mm-hmm. and my son was about two.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this red wagon in the window of the store.
Oh, that was they famous for.
And it was going on, it was getting close to Christmas time, and I was bound and determined because for some reason in my head, probably mm-hmm. because of TV, mm-hmm. every little boy needed a little red wagon. And I eventually...
And a Ryder BB gun.
No guns. And so I eventually... within, you know, the next payday on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
went down to Western Auto on Colfax in Denver and bought this red wagon. And it had, you know, it was not like the little metal red wagon that they had a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
This one had wooden sides that you could stick in. So you could use it either with the sides or without the sides.
Mm-hmm.
That was the neatest thing. And he loved that wagon. As a matter of fact, it got to the point that he at one point would pull his little sister in it,
mm-hmm.
when you know, when she was big enough to ride in it. But that little red wagon lasted for years.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
When you said that was that memory of Western Auto when I stopped there. And then after, they had some nice little toys.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I know Mom used to take us to Western Auto a lot. That was like the, what do you want to call it? Come on, what's the word? That was like the Walmart. In the, it was the Kmart, to be actually in our time. That's what it was like, the Kmart.
Yeah, it was a general store. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because it also had Ace, Home Depot, and Lowe's stuff.
Hardware stuff, and you know, you could get your paint there and all kinds of stuff, and I guess car parts too, because it was auto.
Yes, it was. Know. Oh well, I forgot about that. You could get car parts too. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Or things to change oil and what.
I think at one time, if I'm right, they even had a what do you call it? Come on, Craig. They even had a catalog.
They did.
Yep.
And it would go catalog. Because I remember it would come out every year at Christmas time, and I remember because I loved going through the catalogs and the wish catalogs. You know, I would call them. You'd get Kmart, you'd get Sears, Western Auto, Montgomery Ward. You know, all of them would have these, and some of the catalogs were pretty thick. And you just go through them again and again and again, and that's. I growing up, I loved going through those catalogs and deciding what I wanted for Christmas and narrowing my wish list down to something that was doable.
Exactly. Well, I had to tell this to you as we're going on. I'm not trying to cause trouble or conflict, but I heard a Christmas song in one of the stores, Belk or Bells, one of the two. It was already playing, and it's before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. It's
oh, man, they were
always
playing them big time. I'm almost stopped to myself, and I heard a Michael Jackson song, one of those, I saw Santa kissing, or whatever.
That's our mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I almost had a tear in my eye. I just, oh, Michael, I can't believe you're singing that song. It just made me feel so warm and comfortable. I just couldn't believe that.
You got warm fuzzies all over.
Already that. I mean, good God, are you joking? But yeah.
Yes, he was serious. He saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yep.
But, you know, and that is, you know, those holidays are a time to cultivate joy and connection, too. You know, and that is time when we spend quality time together, where you emphasize the importance of spending time together, where you strengthen the bond, not just, you know, sitting around with a Cialis moment, but you may, you know, sit around and do what makes you happy. You know, you take walks, you discuss things that are important to both of you, you make plans. You know, you do creative things, like for example, you know, you are an artist and you can draw, and
I need to get back to it more. Yes.
Hint, hint. And I write, so you know, we could
get back to that.
We could have some,
or finish all the many pieces you got now. Probably writing a book about the different milestones that have to do with my. What's it? Evolvement? Oh, no, transitional period from my hospital thing and happened.
Your illness.
Into how I'm moving, getting better. Yeah. Remember that one? Sorry. You're the one that so strongly preached to Dr. Frazier, I'm going to put this together.
Exactly.
This is what we're
doing. But the thing of it is, you know, and then he threw a monkey wrench in it and said it's going to take about a year.
Yeah,
and
he did say that.
And
don't mean we have to follow that, but he did say that.
But you're not at the point yet where we can culminate it to.
I got to believe that in my mind. Yeah, I don't want to feel that's going to take for a year.
And it doesn't have to. So you're getting there.
You're right. I do know that there are some things that I'm rushing from the standpoint, you know, I want to get back on my feet totally. I want to get better in my mind. Yet I do know that what Dr. Frazier was talking about is not the same physical energy and actual mental thought and emotional thought. He is talking about that you have a more of emotional and mental thought that has to do with basing on the healthiness of your body.
Yes.
And the care for your body, where before maybe it was more for the outside pleasures of trying to satisfy the world and people around mm-hmm. you.
Yes.
Whatever that belief system was, whether it's community belief system, trying to save the community, or in turn trying to help your kids out, anything that had to do with nothing to do with you,
yes.
physically in your mm-hmm. own self and your concern about you. I'm pretty sure he was probably talking about the latter, not mm-hmm. the former.
Exactly.
And that's the hard transition, because I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure when he talked about that meant that if you're going to, as you should be, going into that healthy space, mm-hmm. the healthy place, excuse me,
yeah.
all those other things have to yeah. really go slowly or be put in the back seat. And because of that, when I look at you, a year.
yeah. Change your mindset, change your life.
Yeah, well.
And that's
definitely something I can see mm-hmm. that ain't gonna happen overnight.
No,
not for me. It won't.
No,
be. Yeah.
It's like
I understand what he's saying. Yeah,
yeah. It's like something we were discussing the other night, and you were talking about change, mm-hmm. and you were saying, so you know, what is the thing that is taking me so long to make a change about it in a certain mm-hmm. Situation that we were talking about, and what I said is it. We're talking about 50 years of indoctrination cannot be undone overnight on a whim or just because somebody says it should be quicker.
True.
And so, you know, how long it takes is relevant only to how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you can put a time frame on necessarily. So you just have to kind of roll with it, and which is one of the reasons why the milestones idea is so good, because it allows you to appreciate the changes that are happening instead of dwelling on the slowness of it or what's not happening, which all come under the context or the title of negativity. And that negativity is not going to do anything but keep you, make your changes and your healing slower.
Yeah.
Because then you're still going to have to heal from all of that negative energy that you're also putting out there.
That's very, very true. I never thought about it that way, but yeah, exactly. Which could be one of the reasons why. He suggests what happened because of that negative mm-hmm. energy that was put out there.
Yeah.
And you had to deal with the reaping and sowing process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we are getting close to the reaping and sowing time where our show is about over.
For the day.
Exactly.
But next week we'll be back.
Yeah, so if you really enjoyed the show, make sure you say something to WRUU 107.5. Let them know that you enjoy taking the journey together, and make sure you say something about all the programs that are on this radio station, and as it is also online, also too, on the internet, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And as we go through this, and we are getting closer and closer to the holidays, where things get to be kind of heavy and mm-hmm. stressful,
mm-hmm.
let's make sure that we learn to take a step back from the stressors as we continue to take the journey together.
You have been listening to Taking the Journey Together on WRUU. We hope you've gotten some information to smooth your relationship journey. If you have any relationship questions that you'd like us to explore, send us an email to ttjt@takingthejourney-together.com or post on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TTJ together.
Until next Saturday at 9 a.m., enjoy your Taking the Journey Together. The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU 107.5, its license holder,